Churches are often associated with work like feeding the hungry and sheltering the homeless. But as education in the South has lagged, especially in high-poverty communities, more churches have stepped in and begun educating students. Religious groups take over where schools leave off after hours, on weekends, and during the summer. Southern Education Desk reporter Christine Jessel has the story behind one faith-based program serving inner-city youth in East Tennessee.
Making lasting friendships.
This morning in church, Jalen Hurston's tackling his hardest school subject, reading.
I'm reading this so I can find the answers in the story and out of the story when I get ready for my test.
In a windowless upstairs room, other students tackle math problems or reading quizzes, headphones plugged into computer workstations. Reverend Johnny Skinner says this computer lab serves an urban, low-income, largely African-American community.
There was a need for a ministry like this. I mean, the other community-based programs were okay. What they lacked, I think, was the spiritual component.
The Emerald Youth Foundation funds Mount Zion's education ministry. The non-denominational nonprofit partners with churches to close achievement gaps for urban students.
For our young people, balance begins by developing a deep relationship with Jesus Christ.
Emerald Youth Community spokesperson John Crooks admits some audiences have trouble reconciling the program's educational mission with its ecumenical one.
It is a little frustrating sometimes where people's perspective on things, they judge you or your program without doing their research first. And so they may think, they're going in there with the Bible and banging it over the head. No.
Christianity may not come up in every lesson, but it's definitely a program keystone. Crooks says that's clearly outlined for participants.
Their parents have to approve that and essentially register their children, teen, or young adult for what we're doing.
Crystal Cutright relies on the program for her two boys, Jalen and Jamichael. Both attend the Mount Zion summer program.
And I'm not there to help because I go to school, work full-time, and go to school full-time. So I have other people that's helping me, so I'm going to take that help while I can.
Cutright credits Emerald Youth with building Jalen's computer skills over the summer. But she says the improvement in his reading came from tutoring through an in-school intervention program. Jalen has raised his reading scores from a D to a B level.
I think it was the help from the tutor plus the help from me, his grandmother, the help from everybody. That's what really did it.
Reverend James Bales with Founding Church Emerald Avenue United Methodist says youth education is one of the most urgent social services the church can provide. But he adds that while the program's been generally welcomed, sometimes the Christian mission leads schools to shy away from potential partnerships.
There's great truth to the adage of it takes a village. And the segmentation of education is only the schools, or moral upbringing is only the church and home. All the various fragmentations, segmentations that we have are unfortunate. But in this area, these children, these youth, these families, they need all the support they can get.
Emerald Youth serves 2,000 inner city kids through their program. More than half are African American, and many attend high-poverty urban schools. Bale says in communities like this, government can't meet all these children's needs. And he says when secular resources can't bridge the gap, the boundaries of church and state may need to flex. From the Southern Education Desk, I'm Christine Jessel in Knoxville.